New Country, Z100, Kendall Marvel, and Lowdown and Lonesome. Good morning at 8:28 this morning, Kent the Country Morning Show. Kendall, you got one of the coolest guitars ever that I think you had this last time too, but tell me a little bit about this guitar and the story behind it. When'd you get it and all that good stuff?
I've had it probably, I guess, 5 or 6 years. I bought it off a buddy of my dad's, Tojo, we call him, Ronnie Riddle, and I think my dad might have even found him this guitar in the early 80s, late 70s.
Wow.
Bought it off a buddy of ours named James Stevens from Galatia. And it's a 1963 Gibson J45, and I love it.
Wow. You got the hole in it for the
aesthetics. Yeah, I tell people it's, you know, yeah, a little hole, but it's not really. It's not really.
It's cool. And you know what? There's something about an old guitar with a rich history and a rich sound, and that hole right there probably, you know, amplifies the sound coming out of there. It just makes it sound like a one-of-a-kind deal.
Probably so, and, you know, I don't know telling how many beers have been spilt in that hole right there. Since I've had it. I mean, I know it's been a bunch.
It's pretty cool. I'll tell you that right now. Well, we just heard your song, Lowdown and Lonesome, and this is the project that is out. You can get it online right now. You know, get to Kendall's Facebook. Do you have a website, too, and all
that? I do, yeah. KendallMarvel.com.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Kendall, K-E-N-D-E-L-L, as you said.
There you go. Yeah. So now y'all can find it. You can Google Kendall Marvel. Mm-hmm. From right here in the hoots and hollers of the rural Thompsonville, Galatia area, somewhere in between there, right?
Right in between, right on that Franklin-Saline County line where I grew up, yep.
I passed by there yesterday. I drove...
West End, it was called.
The West End.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what's cool is, you know, we come here from Southern Illinois, and you are writing songs, and Lord have mercy, you wrote Twang for George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when something like that hits, and they call you, and they say, hey, George Strait wants to record your song, like, what goes through your head when that happens?
That was a pretty crazy day. I don't think I'll ever have another day like that one. You know, that was probably the most excited that I'll ever be in this business. And it was funny because it's such a top.
Yeah.
George was cutting his records. He usually cuts them in Key West down there at Jimmy Buffett's studio.
Okay.
So we knew a lot of the guys in the band, and they keep it top secret. You know, they don't want you to know what songs they've got, what they're going to do, and it's kind of aggravating in a way, but I understand, you know, because you get all excited, then they get down there, and sometimes the song just don't track right. They don't,
right.
Something don't turn out right on it, so they don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
So I was trying to snoop around and find out what was going on, and the A&R people would be like, oh, we can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when everybody else knows.
Right.
Well, when you know guys that play on the record, you know, and you get a call, hey, did you write this song Twang? Like, matter of fact, I did. He said, well, we just cut it on George Strait. So I text the A&R guy. I was like, thanks for the cut. And he was like, how did you know?
Right. It was top secret stuff out here.
Uh-huh.
There was much of a celebration there. You brought in the fatted calf and had several.
Oh, we stopped. Actually, the guys I was writing with that day, Jim Lauderdale and Jimmy Ritchie.
Wow.
We wrote them song at Twang together.
Uh-huh.
So, the day was over. You know, we went and
that's it,
drank
guys.
A few beers and had our publisher take us out for a steak. Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff. Well, what are you going to do right now for us, man?
I'm going to sing a song called Gypsy Woman that's on my record, and it's awful early.
I understand that.
I don't normally sing this time of day, nor this sober. But
that's okay.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, y'all. Hey, it's Kendall Marvel here live in the studio in New Country, Z100.
That California sun not warm your skin. We thought it would. Heard you left with no goodbyes again. Put a hurt on Hollywood. Gypsy woman, don't you think it's time you come around? Gypsy woman, when you gonna lay your leaving down? Got all you own across your back, but you ain't getting anywhere. With your daddy's old green army sack and your thumb out in the air, gypsy woman, don't you think it's time you come around? Gypsy woman, when you gonna lay your leaving down, lay it down, honey. Snow is almost melted now. You always like it here in the spring. So if you end up breezing back through town, you know where I leave the key. Gypsy woman, don't you think it's time you come around? Gypsy woman, when you gonna lay your leaving down?
Wow, that is really good.
Oh, thanks.
That was awesome right there. That's the kind of country music I like, where you can just take it easy for a while.
There you go.
Paint like a picture in my head. Like I saw the woman going around with the army sack. And
sure. That's what a song's supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, makes you feel something right there.
Right.
And that's on the project, Low Down and Lonesome?
It is, yeah.
And we're going to get a copy of that tomorrow night when you get to Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. It's $20 for a ticket. It's a huge CD release party. Everybody gets a ticket. We get a CD. Yes, it's a compact disc. You can tell your children that this is what,
right.
You know.
And I'll sign all of them after the show. I want to shake everybody's hand and, you know, whether you get merchandise or not, I want to say hey to everybody and thank everybody for all their support.
You know what? We got a lot of folks listening in Kendall's home stomping grounds today. So, hey, come on out here and catch up and see what's happening. Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, it is tomorrow, and it's 6 o'clock. And I get there today, you know, hey, buy a Harley, get a couple tickets to the show. Why not?
That's right.
And then now you and Shad used to play basketball together. Is that the deal?
We did. We've known each other a long time, yeah.
Shad is still...
Had short hair and no beard.
That's something. Yeah, and wasn't Shad quite this big.
He still got the physique.
No, I'm saying.
I hide the basketball under my shirt now.
All right.
Yeah.
That's how he does it.
Yeah, exactly. That's for sure.
He's still in peak physical condition.
I think he still gets mad at me and everything for getting him that job at General Tire and stuff.
He got me a job at General Tire. Uh-huh. Kept me fed for a while and made me realize what I did not want to do for a living.
I understand. When was it that you first said, okay, if I'm going to do this, I got to get down to Nashville, Tennessee, and I got to be in with this.
When I started to actually have to work for a living.
Yeah.
And I got to get out of here. I got to make this music thing happen.
Yeah. Awesome.
I was 28 when I moved down there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we go way back. I sang at Shad's wedding, actually.
He did. Yeah.
That's cool.
Wedding years, that was like 94. So, mm-hmm. we've known each other for a long time. And at General Tire, he was the singing trucker. That's what they called him, the singing trucker. He'd go around on a little thing and sing all the time.
I had a pretty good gig up there.
You did. Had a real good job. Yeah, a lot better than mine.
Yeah,
he was in AC, so.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Wasn't too bad.
Hey, check it out. It's tomorrow night. More details at the Black Diamond Facebook. You just get there and check out Kendall Marvel. It's Lowdown and Lonesome. Get it online and then get the hard copy tomorrow there at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson Entertainment Center. Y'all, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
The crack of dawn, singing and playing this classic guitar. Can I get a picture of your guitar, too?
Absolutely.
You know, is it copyrighted or can I do that?
No.
Okay. That's cool.
And you'll be playing a bunch of your other songs that you wrote for other people, too, won't you?
Yeah, I'll do the whole record, then we'll just... Then we're going to do stuff we love, you know.
Yeah.
Wailing songs, some of my songs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.